a gedivach. So I'll tell you maisa, you know, by the chayz of Lublin, by the great seer of Lublin, he had an interesting, I guess you can say, custom or way about him, that he would speak about himself, but he would speak about himself in derogatory ways. And he would always talk about other Yidden as being unbelievably holy and great, and he himself as being mamish, the lowest Jew. And he meant it. He bemis meant it. The chayz of Lublin was known for his humility, for his just sense of feeling completely overshadowed by every other Jew in the room, despite his greatness. Maybe that was the source of his greatness. So the Maisa goes, there was one particular tish, and the Chayza, this was really not uncommon, but the Chayza started to talk about himself and putting himself down. So the Chassidim were already used to that. But this particular Friday night, the Chayza was really going hard at it. He was really putting himself down in very, very strong ways, talking about himself in very, very low terms. And the Chassidim were a little bit, you know, it was always a little bit funny, but they got used to it, but this was very uncomfortable. And at some point when the Chayza was really, really hammering himself and talking about how low he is and how mamish, he's the lowest of the low, he sensed that everyone else was a little bit uncomfortable. So when he finished talking about how terrible he was, he turned to the Chassidim and said, and I give you all the bracha that your children should be as great as I am. And then he started talking about how amazing, how big of a tzaddik he is. And the Chassidim were comforted by that, but now it's a little bit strange. How can you be both? How can you be both? So the Chayza Lublin picked up on that as well. And the Chayza said, I'll tell you the truth, I'm just following the model of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, in the beginning of Sefer Dvarim, which we're in the middle of, Moshe Rabbeinu, in the beginning of Sefer Dvarim, begins to give Musar, very, very strong rebuke to the Jewish people, reminding us of our failures and showing us how without being on guard, we can fall into very low places. And then, abruptly, Moshe Rabbeinu then says, Yosef Hashem Aleichem Kochem Elef Pamim, that Hashem should bless you 1,000 times more, that there should be so many more Yidden like you. Mamish, your children should be like your grandchildren. Yirbu Kamaischa B'Yisrael, like you, there should be 1,000 times more Yidden like you. So the Chayza Lublin explained that the reason why Moshe Rabbeinu gave the bracha was because after his musar and after his rebuke, he sensed that the Jewish people were feeling so despondent by that, like so broken by that realization and by those words. So Moshe Rabbeinu then had to be mechazik the Jewish people by telling them that it's not true that you could, that sometimes a person falls into low things. But at that same time, that same person could also at the same moment, mamash be a tzaddik, mamash be a big Jew. And even though it is a contradiction, you didn't live with contradictions. That's the way of life sometimes. The lower a person can go, it's an indication of how high they can reach, and sometimes an indication of how high they have reached already at some point. And all of us live in that way of being the top of the mountain, the bottom of the mountain at the same time. That's the way it goes. Therefore, that's what the Chayza Lublin was saying. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu was saying. He was giving them words of Musar, but then immediately he said to them, and halavai, everyone should be like you. And the Chayza said, that's what I was doing as well. It's mechazik ourselves sometimes, you know, a person makes a mistake, a person realizes they have some parts of themselves that can be drawn into some negativity and so on. Even though that's true, and a person therefore has to be very conscious of that, and that's the Avodah Zarah, and as we get closer to Rosh Hashanah and so on, to realize the potential pitfalls that we find within our personality, but that not at all takes away from the realization that at the same time, in the same moment, there's another part of the heart, another part of who we are, which is exalted tzaddikim and really, really deep, exceptional people and close to Hashem. And it's not a contradiction at all. It is a contradiction, but it's really not. Hashem should bless us, Taka. We should be able to bring all of us, to unite all parts of who we are in the service of Hashem and come closer to Hashem, b'nireinu b'zkeneinu, with all of our elements. And we should be zechut to experience a gitavach, a simcha de gevach, a mazel de gevach, mamish on all levels, a bias called, said, barachim, and meher, and amen.